In Washington, most Republicans and Democrats want to do something to help the roughly 2 million Americans facing foreclosure. The question is, what? The White House has proposed modest steps to deal with the crisis, and Congress wants to go its own way, or ways. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
It's only a slight exaggeration to say there are as many different plans in Congress to deal with the housing crisis as there are congressional committees. The House Financial Services Committee, chaired by Massachusetts Democrat Barney Frank, held its first hearing today on Frank's proposal. It would give the Federal Housing Administration authority to help homeowners refinance their mortgages with FHA-backed loans. Frank noted what he called the remarkable coincidence that on the eve of the hearing on his bill, the White House announced it would let the FHA do much of what Frank is calling for on a more modest scale. He then tangled with Federal Housing Commissioner Brian Montgomery over whether the administration's plan would put taxpayers on the hook for rescuing subprime mortgage holders.
Does that not expose us to greater risk than we were before you announced this program?
Look, there were borrowers who had no doc loans, low doc loans.
Mr. Montgomery, please just answer my question. Does this change, which expands the eligibility, waives some of the objections on default, does it expose us to people who are riskier than previously we'd taken into the FHA program?
Yes, it does.
Thank you. Okay, that's the answer. So I think that's, I appreciate you doing that. I think it's appropriate.
Meanwhile, the House Ways and Means Committee gave bipartisan approval to a proposal by Chairman Charlie Rangel, a New York Democrat, to give tax credits to first-time homebuyers with incomes up to $70,000. While Rangel hopes to stimulate the housing market by helping people with modest incomes buy a house, and Frank hopes to help people with modest incomes stay in the ones they already have, the Senate is taking a different approach. Its bill is weighted heavily, too heavily, say critics, toward tax breaks for home builders. Pennsylvania Republican Arlen Specter says it does little for those struggling to make their mortgage payments.
This is not half a loaf. This is a crumb. This bill is a crumb.
Republican Judd Gregg of New Hampshire was similarly harsh in his criticism of the measure, saying it amounted to a taxpayer bailout of home builders.
I mean, they were greedy. They built a lot of homes that the market didn't need. They sold them to people who couldn't afford them. Then they took all that profit and they used it. But unfortunately, they had to pay taxes on that profit. So now they want their taxes back, and they want the American people to subsidize them on that.
But defenders of the Senate plan said there was another way of looking at it. Montana Democrat Max Baucus said the measure would help blue-collar workers keep their jobs.
These are people with hammers and nails going out building houses who are no longer building any houses, and they're laid off. So this bill basically, on that one provision, Inspector Home Builders kind of even sings out a little bit.
The Senate bill's bipartisan supporters were surprised yesterday when the White House announced it had some problems with other provisions in the bill, which Press Secretary Dana Perino said would do more harm than good. But as Perino noted, the Senate measure is unlikely to reach the president's desk in its current form. House leaders clearly favor their approach to the crisis, targeting homeowners and buyers rather than builders. Brian Naylor, NPR News, The Capitol.